ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 13 वर्स 29। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञाचक्षुर बोधिता आजमिढ़ा चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेहपाशान दृढिम्नो निश्चक्राम भ्रात्र संदर्शिताद्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधित आजमीढ़ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधित आजमीढ़ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधित आजमीढ़ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधित आजमीढ़ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधित आजमीढ़ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधिताजमीढ़ स्थित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधिताजमीढ़ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा। मदजिस एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधिता जमीढा चित्वा स्वेषु पाशान्द्रलिम्न सक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधिता जमीढ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान् दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा एवं राजा विदुरेणानुजेन प्रज्ञा चक्षुर्बोधिता जमीढ चित्वा स्वेषु स्नेह पाशान् दृढिम्न निश्चक्राम भ्रातृ संदर्शिताध्वा एवं दस राजा किंग धृतराष्ट्र विदुरेण अनुजेन बाय हिज यंगर ब्रदर विदुरा प्रज्ञा इंट्रोस्पेक्टिव नॉलेज चक्षु आईस बोधिता बीइंग अंडरस्टूड आजमीढ़ा धृतराष्ट्र सायन ऑफ द फैमिली ऑफ अजमीढ़ा चित्वा बाय ब्रेकिंग स्वेशु रिगार्डिंग किंसमैन स्नेह पाशान स्ट्रांग नेटवर्क ऑफ अफेक्शन दृढ़िम्ना बिकॉज ऑफ स्टेडफास्टनेस निश्चक्रामा गॉट आउट भ्रात्र बाय हिज ब्रदर संदर्शिता डायरेक्शन टू अध्वा द पाथ ऑफ लिबरेशन ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद दस महाराज धृतराष्ट्र द सायन ऑफ द फैमिली ऑफ अजमीढ firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, pragya, broke at once the strong network of familial affection by his resolute determination. Thus, he immediately left home to set out on the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother Vidura. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great preacher of the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, has stressed the importance of association with sadhus, pure devotees of the Lord. He said that even by a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can achieve all perfection. We are not ashamed to admit that this fact was experienced in our practical life. Were we not favored by His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, by our first meeting for a few minutes only, it would have been impossible for us to accept this mighty task of describing Srimad Bhagavatam in English. Without seeing Him at that opportune moment, we could have become a very great business magnate, but never would we have been able to walk the path of liberation and be engaged in the factual service of the Lord under instructions of His divine grace. And here is another practical example by the action of Vidura's association with Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was tightly bound in a network of material affinities related to politics, economy, and family attachment. And he did everything in his power to achieve so-called success in his planned projects. But he was frustrated from the beginning to the end, so far as his material activities were concerned. And yet, despite his life of failure, he achieved the greatest of all success in self-realization by the forceful instructions of a pure devotee of the Lord, who is the typical emblem of a sadhu. The scriptures enjoin, therefore, that one should associate with sadhus only, rejecting all other kinds of association. And by doing so, one will have ample opportunity to hear the sadhus, who can cut to pieces the bonds of illusory affection in the material world. It is a fact that the material world is a great illusion, because everything appears to be a tangible reality, but at the next moment evaporates like the dashing foam of the sea or a cloud in the sky. A cloud in the sky undoubtedly appears to be a reality because it rains, and due to rains, so many temporary green things appear. But in the ultimate issue, everything disappears, namely the cloud, rain, and green vegetation, all in due course. But the sky remains, and the varieties of sky or the luminaries also remain forever. Similarly, the absolute truth, which is compared to the sky, remains eternally, and the temporary cloud-like illusion comes and goes away. Foolish living beings are attracted by the temporary cloud, but intelligent men are more concerned with the eternal sky with all its variegatedness. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let's read the translation one more time. Evam Raja Vidurena Nujena Pragnya Chakshur Bodhita Ajamida Chitva Sveshu Sneha Pashan Dradhimno Nishchakrama Pratrasandarshitadva. Thus Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the scion of the family of Ajamidha, firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, Pragya, broke at once the strong network of familial affection by his resolute determination. Thus, he immediately left home to set out on the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother Vidura. So, this chapter is about Dhritarashtra quits home. And actually in this verse, he actually quits home. He really, you know, decides to go. So far we have seen, leading up to this verse, how Vidura has been, persuading, or more like chastising, or kind of forcefully, he is giving instructions to Maharaj Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra is called out in this verse as Ajamidha, or the coming from the family of Ajamidha. Now, the name of King Ajamidha appears in the 9th canto, where all the kings in the lineage of Maharaj Bharat, who is the son of Dushmanta and Shakuntala, that is being mentioned. And among the many kings, King Hasti is one of the kings which mentioned. And King Hasti has three sons, Ajamidha, Dwimidha, and Purumidha. And out of these three sons, Ajamidha's line is further explained, which leads up to King Dhritarashtra in this same vansha. So basically, Dhritarashtra came from a great lineage. But somehow we see that throughout in his whole life, read in the purport, how he was completely always frustrated in his attempts to become, to get his, make his son the king. And further, we see here the word being used is pragya. The word pragya is translated as introspective knowledge. The word pragya is also, if you remember, is also in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone remembers which chapter? Yes. Siddha Pragya. So the word is Siddha Pragya in the second chapter, 54th verse, where Krishna it is the initial part of giving instructions to Arjuna. Krishna brings up this topic of Siddha Pragya, and then Arjuna asks, "Oh my Lord, please tell me who is Siddha Pragya and what are his symptoms?" So the word Pragya is, we just learned here. And Siddha means situated, or steady in that. So a person who is, steadfast in transcendence is called as a Siddha Pragya. So all of us, aspire to be Siddha Pragyas. And so at this stage, we find that Dhritarashtra is able to now overcome his bond. The word used is as Sneha Pasha. Sneha Pasha means basically a network of familial affection. So, it is the word Pasha again signifies that it is not easy to break or cut through this affection. So, affection is good. But when it binds us to material life, then affection can actually be detrimental. And since it is a network, it's not one affection. It is a complete network. So, we are kind of caught up in the network. And that's why we need to cut it by determination. And that's where the word is used is, again, determination. But all this is possible only when there is the grace of a sadhu, when there is sadhu sangha. And the entire purport, Srila Prabhupada basically emphasizes so much on this concept of sadhu sangha, that unless there is intervention or mercy of a devotee, a sadhu, a person continues his or her life of chasing aspirations, meeting with success or frustration, and remaining caught up in the strong network of familial affection, the Sneha Pasha, until one meets a sadhu, and a sadhu actually interferes, takes, gives his mercy, and then the next life continues from there. So, we will spend some, and of course, here in this specific example, Dhritarashtra was fortunate that his brother, Vidura, is a great Mahatma. He was in his house, staying together. But somehow, his entire life, He never paid attention to Vidura's instructions. Dhritarashtra took the killing of all his sons, the destruction of so many lives, for him to come to this point, which Vidura was explaining all along. So sometimes it takes sometimes some damage or some severe incident, event in our life also to take up to Krishna consciousness. And we find here that Dhritarashtra continues from here. He actually quits home. And next verses we'll see how things proceed from here. So we will spend some time today understanding how a sadhu's mercy or compassion acts in our lives. The first mechanism or the first process by which a sadhu enters in our life or gives his or her mercy is through darshan. When we see a sadhu, having darshan of a sadhu, even if you don't know, we are not spoken, there's nothing. Just by seeing a sadhu, one can actually achieve a lot of spiritual progress. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a nice verse in the very first canto, first chapter. Yatpada samshraya suta munaya prashamayana sadhya punanti upasprashta swardhuniyapa anusevaya. So the Naimisharanya, in the place of Naimisharanya, when the sages are assembled, they are addressing Suta Goswami. That, O Suta Goswami, they are glorifying the Vaishnavas, that Vaishnavas or Munaya, they are always at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Yatpada samshraya. So what happens when one sees a Vaishnava? Punanti. Punanti means we get purified. So purification is required for everything, right? We need purification of air, purification of water before we drink, consume, purification of whatever we in this world. There is a natural tendency to get contaminated, and hence purification is required. Similarly, our consciousness, the soul is pure, but the consciousness can be contaminated with association with material objects, and hence even this consciousness needs to be purified. We need to purify that. And what are the options we have? The easiest option is to see a sadhu. And in this specific verse, it is explained that swardhuni apa anusevaya, that people actually go to the Ganges. Swardhuni means, basically, swar means heavenly planets, dhuni means a river. So Ganga is an example of the heavenly the river. So one can be purified by going to the Ganges. But what do? You have to actually take bath in the Ganges. You have to go inside, take bath, or honor the water. So through that process, one can get purification by the Ganges. However, so we see this picture here. This is a picture of Haridwar in the banks of Ganga, where the thousands of pilgrims visit. In fact, recently there was Kumbh Mela. So it is a common practice that people know that life is contaminating, and hence they take opportunity to go to multiple sources for purification, and the Ganga is one of those sources where one goes and takes bath in the Gangas. A Vaishnava is actually more powerful, because just by seeing a Vaishnava, one can be purified. Whereas Ganga, one needs to touch Ganga, purify. For that, you need to take bath in Ganga, or touch the waters. In fact, Narottam Das Thakur has prayed that just by Vaishnava's darshan, one can be purified. Ganga ras parasa kaile hoite pavana. That you have to sparsh, you have to touch Ganga, you have to come in contact with Ganga water to get purified. Whereas for Vaishnavas, just by darshan, just by seeing them, one can be purified. So that is the power of a Vaishnava's darshan. So Srila Prabhupada, when his planet, we see examples of so many devotees or so many people just became completely fixed in Krishna consciousness, completely inspired by Srila Prabhupada's darshan. So actually that's why we have this tilaka, Vaishnava tilak, kantimala. So these are our signs of being a Vaishnava. So that when somebody sees us, they may not know everything, but at least there will be something attractive. I remember when I used to go to office, I used to wear these beads. So initially, first, initial days, there used to be a lady, she was the assistant of one of our directors. So she always come by and see me, oh, I like your neck bead so much. So that was the first word of attraction, that I like your neck beads. So if you have something to attract, the first point of interaction is our presence. So through our Vaishnava attire, Vaishnava appearance, tilak, Vaishnava behavior, one can actually attract the hearts of people who don't have otherwise any information of spirituality. The next method by which one can be take benefit of sadhus is through the writings. So the first level is darshan, then one can be next to the next stage. Okay, let me go to the next stage. Let me see what sadhus have written. Srila Vyasadeva wrote the entire Vedic literatures and the Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are reading today. So the Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled for the benefit out of Vyasadeva's compassion for suffering humanity. And also, of course, we have Srila Prabhupada, who has translated so many books and written so many books in the English language so that it can be accessed by globally. The whole world can actually go through them, understand spirituality, and pretty powerful messages. Besides the books, we also have Prabhupada's letters, Prabhupada's lectures. So these are all parts of the siksha of a Vaishnava Acharya that is available for people to follow. There is a nice incident of a devotee who was a new bhakta who had joined the ashram, and he was serving in a temple, and there was someone one day he couldn't get up early on time. So the temple commander comes and he basically lifts him by a sleeping bag, turns it upside down. So this devotee is mad at that. He said, "What? I can't even sleep." So there isn't, of course, we all know in the temple life, one has to be follow the directions. So then this new bhakta, he says, "This is too much. Enough is enough. I will leave this place now. I'm not getting enough attention or enough affection here." So then he is taking his shower. He says, "This is my last shower here." He goes and packs his bags and says, "Okay, let me get ready and let me leave the temple." So while he is taking a shower, he actually puts a tape up to the Prabhupada, and he is hearing the tape while he is taking bath and getting ready. Prabhupada is talking about the prayers of Queen Kunti, that is the verse being discussed, and Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that Maya actually tests a devotee. Why does Maya test? Now, Maya is a pure devotee of the Lord herself, and she wants to ensure that this person is going to back to Godhead. Will he serve Krishna or will he disturb Krishna? So that's the test. So that's why a devotee has challenges on his or her life, and that is a part of our testing by Maya, so that the right persons can go back. So a devotee is tested: are you going to serve Krishna or are you going to disturb Krishna? And once one passes this test, then one is qualified to actually go back to Godhead. And so many people come in our life who give us this test as challenges. So hence, one should not feel so much bad about them. One should not take them so seriously. One should not feel offended by that. So when this devotee hears this, then he says, "Oh, so maybe my temple commander is trying to, trying to test me. Krishna is trying to test me through my temple commander. And so let me give one more chance. Now that I heard Srila Prabhupada, let me give one more chance." So then he unpacks his bag. He stays in the temple for some more, for some more time. And in due course of time, he continues to serve so nicely. He grows up. And right now he is serving as His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj. So such a great sannyasi is a great example we have here. I have not seen Maharaj coming here so often. I used to see him in the East Coast a lot, in New Jersey he used to come. So we find that siksha of a pure devotee is so powerful that it can intervene and it can make a critical direction, change of direction of our life. If we are more fortunate, in addition to darshan and writing, siksha, we can also get opportunity to serve a devotee, do some seva for a devotee. And we all know that service actually is a kind of an easy method to get mercy. In the fifth chapter, you know, we learned in this canto earlier, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the life of Narad Muni, before he became Narad Muni when he was a boy. Uchishta lepa ananumo dito dvijay sakritsma bhunje tada pashta kilbesha evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas tad dharma evatma ruchi prajayate. So Narad Muni, when he was just a mere five-year-old boy, he was fortunate to serve the Bhakti Vedantas who were visiting, you know, their home. Basically, his mom and he, they were living there. And as a small boy, he did not have any exposure to spirituality. His first exposure was this Bhakti Vedantas, these devotees, these sadhus. And he got an opportunity to serve them menially. And he explains, you know, when he is talking to Vyasadeva, that how he one time took the remnants, the uchishta, the remnants of these pure devotees, and by taking from these dvijas, from these brahmanas, what happened? All his kilbisha, all his impurities get purified immediately, and his heart was vishuddha chetas. His heart became completely purified just by that one opportunity of serving them nicely and accepting their remnants. And so much so that when his mother, who was his only family member, when his mother died, what was his reaction? His reaction was, oh, he took it as the will of providence, as a mercy of Krishna. Again, same example, as a test of Krishna. And then he took it, and he, instead of blaming God, that's what typically, you know, people, you know, generally one does without guidance. When something goes wrong in our life, we blame people, we blame God, we blame circumstances, we blame everyone except us. And that doesn't help us. And in this specific case, this boy, he actually took it as an opportunity, and then we see how he goes on further and has darshan of the Lord. He prays and eventually perfects his life. So mercy comes through seva, and prasad means mercy. Prasad does not mean just the, you know, food that we get. Prasad also means the knowledge that we get through spiritual association, which helps us see in our life everything through Shastra Chakshu, through the eyes of the scriptures. So then we process information based on this newly gained knowledge, and hence we look at every opportunity as to progress towards Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada was, you know, going in a flight with his, you know, disciples. Shrutakriti Prabhu was with him, so, you know, he mentions this episode. So Prabhupada was eating puffed rice, and the air hostess walked by. She had never seen something like that, puffed rice. It was kind of a novelty to her. So somehow she was attracted, and she took something inspired her. She put her hand and directly took a handful of from Prabhupada's plate, and she honored it. So all the devotees were saying that, yes, I know, we have also got maha from Prabhupada, but not in this manner, directly from Prabhupada's plate. So then this air hostess, she eats it, and suddenly, you know, just by that one interaction of Prasad, she developed the service attitude. She serves Prabhupada. She says, okay, Swami, what can I bring for you, sir? And then she brings in fruit and milk, and boiled vegetables. So Prabhupada has it. And then, years later, apparently these devotees found this lady, an elderly lady in South America. And she says that she was the same person, the same air hostess, who got the opportunity to serve Prabhupada for a small, brief instance in that one flight. So that is the power of... Eventually, she met devotees, she got the books, went into the temple, and now she is a full-fledged devotee. So we find that how powerful is the association of devotees by doing their service. So it is a great opportunity that one gets to serve the Lord and his devotees, and in this way, make further progress. Beyond that, if one is more fortunate, you know, darshan, siksha, then we have seva. One can also get personal instructions from a devotee to help him as a part of, you know, progressing spiritual life. Again, we have this Srimad Bhagavatam, how Vyasadeva, after he wrote the entire Vedic literatures, the Puranas, the Vedas, Mahabharata, and still he was not satisfied. And then he approaches his guru, Narada Muni, and Narada Muni then actually tells him to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadvag visargo janatag viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhaddati abhadavati api namani anantasya yasho ankitani yat shranavanti gayanti grananti sadhava. That, O Vyasadev, you have done so much endeavor to help the conditioned souls, but you have not directly glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And that was the inspiration of writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhava. It is the literature which is, you know, heard, recited by pure devotees of the Lord. So this way, if we are also fortunate to get specific instructions from a devotee, from a pure devotee, then that is another way of getting sadhu sangha or a mercy of the devotee. Besides all this, there is a very powerful method, chastisement. And in this chapter, we are seeing how Vidura is chastising Dhritarashtra. Of course, so Narada Muni, you know, is in the Bhagavatam, we see so many, you know, narrations of Narada, about Narada, pastimes of Narada Muni. So again, you know, when we go to 10th canto, we'll hear about this, that how these sons of Kuvera, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, they were offensive towards Narada Muni. Narada Muni chastises them, gives a curse. Now, a curse of a devotee is actually benediction also. Of course, they didn't realize that time. But eventually, when Krishna was doing his, you know, Bal Leela in Vrindavan, in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, so Krishna actually, you know, says that, I don't have any business to do with the, anything to do with these Kuvera sons, because they are, you know, puffed up, you know, rich and wealthy young people. I don't care about them. But just because my devotee, Narada, has given this mercy, words, I will take care of them. Devarshir me priyatamo, yad imau dhanada majau. Tattatha sadhishyami yad gitam tan mahatmana. Because Devarshi Narada is dear to me, me priyatamo, because of Narada's mercy, I will go and deliver these boys. Otherwise, I don't have any business to take care of this dhana the atmajau, these two sons of Kuvera. So this is again, if one is fortunate, one can get even mercy in the form of chastisement from a devotee. Of course, one should not aspire for that. One should try to take benefit from the other methods. This should be like a last resort. Of course, devotees also pray for us. And we have this, you know, devotees pray for actually everyone. We have recently, you know, celebrated Advaita Acharya's appearance, and Advaita Acharya is praying for Lord Chaitanya to appear. Yahara tulasi jale yahara hunkare swagana sahite chaitanyera avatare yara dwara kaila prabhu kirtana prachara yara dwara kaila prabhu jagat nistar. That Lord Chaitanya was manifested or got in this world by the prayers of Advaita Acharya, who was praying because of the sufferings of all the conditioned souls at that time. So hence, through Advaita Acharya's prayers, Lord Chaitanya descended to deliver this universe. And finally, through the personal life of a devotee, even after a devotee leaves this planet, we have the personal life of the Acharya or the pure devotee to inspire us and continue in our journey of spirituality, so that the sadhu sangha is not lost even after a devotee leaves this planet in front of away from all of us. So, we from this verse we understand that how Vidura was instrumental in Dhritarashtra to ultimately take to spiritual life, quit his home and perfect his life. And similarly, we have access to Sadhu Sangha through so many methods so that we can also perfect our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or any comments? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.